Is the Hatsune Miku experience falling flat? We're here to talk about it on YujoCast. Hey everyone, welcome back to YujoCast. I'm your host Lorraine, and I am joined by Gabby. She's coming back to talk about some more anime drama.
Woohoo! Yes, I'm back.
Talking about all the drama. Apparently, it's a big deal. And from the title of this episode, I'm sure you can understand why or what. So, we're talking about Hatsune Miku.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes. It's a hot button topic, apparently.
Yeah, it sure is.
I did not know anything about Hatsune Miku except for you have some memorabilia, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Yes.
And I thought it was an anime. Apparently, it's way more than that. Way more than that.
Yeah. So Hatsune Miku is part of the Vocaloids thing. So the Vocaloids are like basically like a group of not real like characters, and their voices aren't real. They're all computer generated, and you know, they're in video games and stuff. Like, you know, there's the Diva Project
yeah.
Diva.
Yeah.
So Hatsune Miku's you know, the main character, obviously. And so since 2009, Miku has been going out and having concerts.
Right.
So,
which before you get started on that, for anybody who doesn't know, this is not a real person. I did not know that. I thought, just like any other, you know, anime novice, This is a voice actor or some sort of, you know, actual musical artist that does these concerts. No. I had to go to the wiki page, actually.
Yeah.
And kind of school myself on it, which her official code name is CV01, which she's the first one.
Ooh.
But it's just a generated voice.
Yeah.
So bizarre.
Yeah.
And there's a whole fandom around this.
Yeah.
I was so in the dark, like I'm in a dark cave by myself with a wet match. I had no idea that this was even a thing at all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a thing. Yeah. CV, I'm guessing, probably stands for like computer vocaloid or something like that. Yeah. So, Miku is completely a computerized character. Completely AI, I guess, is like a good way to like phrase it, since spooky. AI is like a thing now.
It is.
Yeah. So the voice is just completely computer generated, and the character is just a character. It's
right.
an anime looking character.
It's just that.
That's it. And how Miku has been portrayed at concerts has been as a hologram.
Right. And I had to do some digging, because I was unaware that this was also a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
what's the tea? The drama is...
All right. Well, you know what? Let me start from the beginning.
Oh,
so,
we're going back to the beginning.
Miku has been doing concerts since 2009, right?
Okay.
All right. In the U.S., she made her first appearance in 2011, right?
Okay.
2011. That was at Anime Expo in Los Angeles. That was her U.S. debut.
Oh.
Then in 2014, she came back to the U.S. in Los Angeles again. And then 2016, she had a whole North American Expo, Miku Expo 2016, that included, you know, California, Washington, Texas, Canada, New York, Mexico, and a couple other more places. And then in 2018, she came back again to USA and Mexico. I actually went to this particular one here in Dallas. It was actually really interesting, really fun.
Okay.
And it's all been a hologram. She's been a hologram this whole thing, for this whole entire thing. The 2020 tour was canceled for obvious reasons.
Obviously, yes.
although part of the 2020 tour did happen in early January in Europe. But the rest of the 2020 tour was completely canceled due to a certain thing that happened around the world.
COVID.
So she's back though, right? Everyone was all hyped because in September of 2023, they announced that Miku was finally coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Finally. And you know, ticket pre-sale and everything. They're like, oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to watch the hologram. Yeah, the hologram Miku.
Can't
Everyone's
wait.
Everyone's expecting this hologram. And so tickets went on sale for Crunchyroll pre-sale in early September, September 14th, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and the funny thing is that it was for Crunchyroll subscribers, right?
But yeah, because I am a subscriber.
Yeah, and did you get a notice that it was coming or anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did?
But okay. I was like, I don't give a shit. I don't know what this is, right? So
yeah.
I'm like, good for whoever's a fan of this.
Well, the funny thing is that they're... they kind of messed up, which we can come back to that, but they gave Crunchyroll people a code to use to like buy tickets, and it was one code for all, so that code went around.
Stupid.
And all tickets sold out before they even went out on sale for the general public. So
because the general public got a code and bought it.
So they're already messing up, right?
Oh, no.
So they're already messing up.
Come on,
man. So the 2023 announcement, the tickets went on sale and they sold out before general public was even on sale September 22nd. Wow. So, yeah, that was fun.
Well, great. What do we do now?
Well, strike two happened when their merch went on pre-sale because you know how everybody wants light sticks, you know, that's a big thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
I'm a raver. Yeah, I get it.
Pre-sale for light sticks started early March 9th, 2024. So, like a month before the first concert was supposed to happen. And they sold out.
They sold out.
Of
I'm
course,
sure.
They sold out.
Oh, for two.
They sold. So, that was, you know, strike two. They already sold out of stuff. So, here comes the concert, right? Concert day. This just happened. Like, the 9th, I think, was the first. The 9th of April. I believe that was the first day of the concerts. Or early April, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, I'm so excited. You know, they line up to go in there and get their light sticks because they have some on hand.
Oh, good.
They only had less than 100 for a concert venue full of people.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know. Is that still part of strike two? Strike 2.5.
All right.
And then strike three was as soon as the concert started. There is no hologram.
Right.
It's a giant LED TV screen.
Much disappointed.
That is what everyone is talking about now.
I noticed because as soon as I Googled Hatsune Miku, just to get like a brief overview of what this is and what the fandom is and things like that, I immediately come across that. Coachella. Yeah. Hatsune Miku. Yeah. Not a hologram. And I'm like, oh, okay. So this is, I thought it was one instance where they like cheaped out. Like, oh, this is just temporary for this location because they won't allow us or something to that effect. No, they just altogether said screen.
Yeah, yeah. I don't okay. I don't know what happened that all of a sudden Miku is no longer a hologram.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Because I mean it's not just Miku Expo. There's also this thing called Miku Fest.
Yeah.
That is also an LCD screen. So it's like I don't know what's happening. Everybody is outraged, like completely furious because everybody wanted to see a hologram.
Right.
So, and there's people that paid over $200 for their ticket.
Oh, no, no.
To see a hologram.
Well, strike one for you, because that seems like pretty pricey.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, but that's just concert venues and their fees and everything else, and everyone's got to make theirs, and I get it, but that's steep.
Yeah.
For a TV screen.
For a TV screen.
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
I would not be paying those prices, and I would be very disappointed if
exactly.
I was in their shoes.
That's the thing. Nobody expected that it was going to be a TV screen because, you know, how many times in your life are you going to go out and, like, go to a hologram concert? Like, that's the reason I went back in 2018 was I'm like, you know, that's not one of those things that happens every day that you just go see a hologram. I'm like, right. I'm like, I am very curious. I am genuinely like very, very curious about wanting to see an actual hologram concert.
Oh yeah.
And it was really cool. Like, I actually bought my ticket the moment they went on sale back in 2018 because I was that excited. I'm like, I set an alarm. I stayed at work late so that I wouldn't like be stuck commuting. And I'm like, okay, I am going to buy these Hatsune Miku hologram tickets because, you know, this is going to be a once in a lifetime thing. I don't want to miss out. And, you know, then I can like tell my kids and grandkids, yes. I went to go see a hologram back in my day.
Right.
And
we were one of the first.
Right, exactly. Yeah, hologram technology has sure evolved. Not what the heck's happening now. There is no more hologram.
Right.
Like, don't tell me the, you know, the COVID pandemic wiped out holograms too. Like,
right, yeah.
Like, what the heck?
And you hear this a lot, but technology evolves at such a fast pace now. Yeah. You cannot tell me that it costs more, because I don't think that's the case.
Yeah.
We all saw, you know, a Tupac hologram.
Yeah.
You know, concert wise, we've seen Michael Jackson.
Right.
And, you know, you can't tell me it's too expensive. However, mm-hmm. it could be too expensive for them. I mean, we all know now Funimation and Crunchyroll have since merged.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe it wasn't in the budget to do that. You don't know business wise, but for fans that are expecting that and not getting a disclaimer at least and basically feeling like they got duped.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's some diehard fans out there. I don't care what it is. I'm going to go.
Right.
And you'll have that. But for the majority of them, seeing a performer on screen, you can do at home.
Yeah.
They're not going to pay those outlandish prices. I'll see it on YouTube.
Oh, for real. Oh, I mean, because there were people like on Twitter commenting that, you know, I basically just paid $70 for an overpriced movie theater ticket.
Right.
So,
boo.
Yeah. And I feel bad for the people that paid $200 for their overpriced movie theater ticket.
Way over. No popcorn. No glow sticks. No
nothing. Yeah. And they were, you know, allowed to get into the merch line early. But
big
like,
deal. I'm not paying for that.
If the venue only ordered 95 glow sticks, like, what are the chances that you're going to get one? Because I'm pretty sure more than 95 people are going to be there. Or probably more than 95 people ordered a VIP ticket.
Right.
So, and you know there's people hoarding.
VIP ticket even.
Yeah, but you know there's people like hoarding light sticks. You know there's going to be people that buy more than one.
I'm sure. Scalpers on the street or whatever.
Anybody. And then what's worse too is that I heard that they were not letting people in with like non-Miku brand light sticks.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So, like, it's the least you could do is let people in with other light sticks.
Right.
So, yeah.
I got mine from Timu. Does that count?
Yeah, it should. I mean, if they want the concert experience, because, like, everybody that has been following, like, the Miku experience thing.
The Miku experience.
Yes, the Miku concert experience.
Oh.
They've been seeing YouTube videos about it, and, like, the audience is always waving around their little teal-looking glow sticks, being like, Miku, Miku. And... yeah, like this time, you know, there was probably like a lack of light sticks.
Yeah, clearly.
Because they didn't have enough, and that's just terrible.
That's just terrible. That's just
terrible. And I feel so bad for the people that have been waiting for over 4 years or more since 2018 that didn't get to go back then.
Right.
And now they're like, finally, she's back. And then they get an LCD screen.
You know what's crazy, too, is the stuff that you can do with technology, speaking of things being sold out, why couldn't you have a specific link that people followed that are Crunchyroll subscribers? You know?
Yeah.
So that way, that link only works if you go from the app or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Or like
premium subscribers.
Yeah.
Follow this link, go sign in, and then buy your ticket.
Right, exactly. Or that
it's
you could only like get them through your signed in account.
Right.
or something like that. Whack. That would make sense rather than like, because that code that everybody got went around Reddit.
It did. It immediately got posted.
And that's why they sold out before general pre-sale even went on sale. Because I remember like hearing about it. And I went on there just out of curiosity to see how much tickets were. And it's like, no tickets available. Sold out. I'm like, okay. that was fast.
Wow. Must be really popular.
Yeah.
And then you get there and you feel like, oh, wow, I got played.
Yeah. There were actually people trying to like resell their tickets.
Because they just didn't want
to
be there?
Yeah, because they're like, I don't want to pay to go see a TV.
Right, right. And I saw a lot of comments like that. Save your money. It's an LCD or an LED TV. And I heard, now I don't know if this is true. I just briefly looked at the Coachella thing.
Yeah.
But talking to one of our friends that is in the Dance Dance Revolution community.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dustin. What's up? He said that there was like actual problems with like the audio and things like that. And I don't know if that's the case, but all I saw was fans were immediately disappointed when they saw a screen instead of a hologram on set. And I get it now. I understand because she's not a real person.
Mm-hmm.
She's not even... There isn't even a voice actor doing that. It's all computer generated. So that's what you're paying for. That the production value of the hologram is what you're paying for.
Yeah.
And you're not getting that. Well, then I need a refund because you sold something that you didn't deliver.
Exactly.
It's like Fyre Fest all over again.
Yes.
You did this whole fest. Everything got advertised. Oh my God, it's on Pablo Escobar's blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then we got bologna sandwiches and we were homeless for a weekend. I'm not down with that either. But same feeling.
Yeah.
Less money involved, but same feeling.
Yeah. I think, you know, being fire fested is going to become a thing now.
Being fire fested.
Yeah.
Hashtag fire fested.
Yeah. Because I mean, it's going to become a thing for when something is advertised amazing and then you get there and you're like, this is fire fest, you know?
Right.
It's going to end up becoming a term because I did see people comparing it to fire fest.
Oh,
and
really?
You know, it's like you said, you know, you expect a private island, nice luxury things, and then you end up getting bologna sandwich when you get there and like tents. And so it's like, oh, everybody wants, you know, they're expecting glow sticks and hologram Hatsune Miku, and you get there and it's like, oh, it's a TV.
I could have went to the bar.
I mean, heck, even in the movie theater, you still get a projected image.
Right.
It's like, seriously, like, even the movie theaters are projectors. Like, no, they couldn't even do that. But, you know, I'm thinking now that there's a lot of those VTubers, and they're just TVs now, right? And people, like, line up to see them.
Yeah.
But that's what's different about Hatsune Miku, like, shows. It's supposed to be that she's a hologram.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't know. I think everyone's kind of, like, waiting for an explanation as to why exactly she is in a TV screen now instead of a hologram. Yeah, yeah. And very much because the people that are on the sides, they're taking pictures and those pictures are coming out very flat because clearly she's not a 3D hologram. Yeah.
Right.
So it's like, I definitely would want my money back if I was one of those people in the audience stuck watching a very expensive TV show, basically.
Yeah.
So,
and for whatever reason, it should be advertised.
Yeah.
You know, false advertising. I'm not going to buy shampoo that promises me this and this and that, and I get, you know, Pert Plus. You know what I mean?
That actually, a lot of people are saying that they didn't exactly say that it was going to be a hologram in the, you know, the flyers and the posters and stuff.
Oh,
they don't say it's going to be a hologram, but then again, they didn't say that it wasn't going to be a hologram.
Right.
So,
they left room
for, exactly. You know. So it's like, but the thing is, like, in the past, you've had holograms. Yeah. You know, it's like when you go to a concert, right? You can go see Lady Gaga. You expect Lady Gaga, not a Lady Gaga impersonator.
Right, unless you're in Vegas, you know.
Unless
know.
You're in Vegas, but you
don't
know.
Don't be fooled now.
You're going to know, though. It's going to say on there, yeah. Like, oh, it's a Lady Gaga impersonator. Like, no, I came here to see the real Gaga, you know?
Yeah.
I came here to see the real Miku, which is a hologram, not an LED screen.
Yep, yep.
So, yeah, that's basically the biggest drama is the screen.
Right.
Yeah.
And it kind of reminds me of the character in Assassination Classroom. They eventually call her Riku, but she's a computer.
Oh.
And she is an AI-generated persona.
Right.
And it's kind of, it's not poking fun, but it's simulating the same thing. Right. Oh. She's not even a hologram. She's literally a box with a big giant LED screen, but she has her own personality and she has her own she starts to learn and, you know, do the whole companion and compassion thing.
Yeah. And actually, but go ahead.
Same situation.
Thing, yeah. Same situation
where she's AI generated. Right. So I was like, that kind of reminds me of that. But there's a voice actor involved.
Okay. Yeah. And did you ever watch Arthur like back in the day? In the 90s.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you remember an episode where they were talking about this band called Binky?
Binky?
Binky, the band in Arthur.
No, I'm going to look it up.
Okay. So in Arthur, back in the day, like back in the 90s, there was an episode where this band called Binky was leaving graffiti all over the place. And there is a character in Arthur also called Binky. And they thought that Binky was doing the graffiti.
That's what comes up.
Yeah, it turns out that Binky, the character in Arthur, was not doing graffiti. It was actually the producers of this concert because it was going to be a Binky concert. And Binky turns out that was not... They were not real people. This band was not a real band.
Yes.
It was a hologram.
Yes.
So, and it was basically Hatsune Miku before Hatsune Miku. Binky was a hologram band made by like AI voices, basically.
Right.
And I'm just like, okay, Arthur was way ahead of its time when like it came up with that.
Because
next thing you
know,
15 years later, we got Hatsune Miku, who is a hologram and has, you know, just electronic voice synthesizer thing. And that was just like, wow, like amazing.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
Binky is a Finnish holographic band that became number one on the charts in America in just 2 hours. In the episodes Binky Rules and Meet Binky, all the kids are talking about them and buying fan articles. That is so funny.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. It's basically like Hatsune Miku, but just a hologram band. So that was cool.
That is so funny.
Yeah, very
crazy. I don't
crazy.
Remember that episode, but I did have to Google it because I loved Arthur. Arthur is the reason why I can spell aardvark.
Oh, yeah, me too. A-A-R-D-V-A-R-K.
Oh, so good.
Yes, so, so good.
But the fans are disappointed and the internet is ablaze with comments and concerns. And I feel the same now that I know the situation.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You've been to other concerts, right?
Oh, yeah, I definitely have.
A whole bunch of them, eh?
Yeah. No, well, not that many. I mean, honestly, like, this ties to, like, anime cons, honestly, because a lot of anime cons have, like, brought in
bands
artists. And artists from Japan.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I've been to a couple, and... here, I have a list.
She's got a list.
Yeah, so in 2017, I went and saw Puffy AmiYumi. Do you know Puffy AmiYumi?
Nope.
Yeah, have you ever seen Teen Titans?
Yes.
You know the song?
The theme song?
When there's trouble,
yes.
You know who to call. That's Puffy AmiYumi.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Teen Titans.
That's right.
Yay.
That's Puffy AmiYumi. That's wonderful. And they actually sang that song during the concert.
Aww, yeah, did you shed a tear?
I was like, goosebumps.
Oh my goodness. I watched that show.
Yes, that's right. Then I also saw One OK Rock, which is a very, very popular Japanese like rock band.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't think that their songs are really used in much anime, but
I'm going to look it up.
But 1OK Rock does have like a very big fan base of anybody that listens to like J-Rock, Japanese rock.
Attack on Titan.
Oh, do they? Do they do Attack on Titan?
I guess. Maybe. Let's see. What anime is The Beginning by 1OK Rock from? Ryoni Kenshin.
Oh, Samurai X, right? I think maybe.
It's called The Beginning.
Yeah, The Beginning, but the anime is Ryoni Kenshin Samurai X.
Oh, yeah.
So, man, that same year, I also saw All Off.
All Off. They have the best names. They're just like, yeah, we'll just put some words together. We'll figure it out.
All Off was at San Japan, which is, in my opinion, the best anime convention in Texas. In my opinion, of course.
We're going to go there, actually.
Yeah, so we'll have a review for you later this year. So.
I hope it's better than the last review. Oh, I hope we have more positive things to say.
I really hope so, because I have nothing but positive things to say about San Japan.
We're staying there also, so I get to review the hotel and everything else, you know? So feel free to listen to that once it comes out. Not till August.
So far, it's been very good, because when I booked the hotel, the staff was very understanding, and they are very, very good people so far. I mean, like,
kudos to them.
I've had nothing but pleasant experiences with San Japan, and just booking the hotel recently, it's been, you know, further validating that they're great.
Yeah, they've done this once or twice.
So, but All Off, they do a song for Mob Psycho 100 called Refrain Boy. I know that one for sure.
Refrain Boy. Yes. Oh, yep, there it is right there.
And then in 2018, also at San Japan, I saw Deadlift Lolita with Ladybeard and Reika Saiki. So,
we were talking about that before we started recording.
Yeah, Ladybeard is a very famous idol in Japan.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, Ladybeard was a wrestler, but is now just like a kawaii idol / metal singer.
Nice.
And Ladybeard goes on different projects with like different idols to like, you know, boost the scene, I guess.
Okay.
So Ladybeard's cool. Then I also, in 2019, I saw Do As Infinity at San Japan as well.
Do As Infinity.
And they do multiple songs for like Inuyasha.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
One of the most famous ones is Fukai Mori.
Oh, okay.
Which, I mean, everybody that watches Inuyasha would know that one.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah.
If you haven't, go listen to it.
Yes.
You'll be like, oh, that one.
Oh, yeah, that one. Here, I'll sing a little bit of it. Me. Okay. It goes, Fukai, fukai, mori no oku ni, ima mo kito, na 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 na. I know the words, but I just don't want to butcher them. So I'm just going to like, that's how it goes. And then last year at San Japan, we saw BPM Ichigo Q. And that was pretty cool. They're considered a new age Japanese pop band. And that was actually a really fun show, because it was like, it was music you could dance to.
Oh, yeah.
So it was
like a dance club type.
Yeah. It was music that you could like dance to. And it was like, yeah, I like this. This is cool. And they ended up showing up back up at the rave later that night.
Oh, nice. Yeah. See, that's what I'm looking forward to, because I'm a fest goer. I'm a concert goer. Yeah.
Yep. But those are the ones that I've seen. And of course, Hatsune Miku. Miku Expo in 2018.
Yeah. So Miku Expo is what the concert is called, right?
Yes, it is called Miku Expo.
Okay, because I was like, that's deceiving in itself, honestly.
Why?
Like, because an expo, it's a...
Well, it's an exposition.
Right. So that leads me to believe that it's more than like, just...
Like a convention or something.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's confusing, but the whole thing was confusing.
I mean, I guess that can kind of be... Yeah, because a lot of conventions are called expos and stuff.
Right.
So, but yeah, Miku Expo is, you know, headliner Hatsune Miku, and then, you know, the rest of the Vocaloids that she sings with, because there's...
Right.
You know, there's all these other characters. Yeah, so... Yep, that and Miku Expo. Those are the ones that I've been to.
Okay.
So, always a good experience. I highly recommend, if anyone has not gone to a Japanese artist concert, to definitely try one out. It'll be fun.
I have not done that.
Yes. I'm waiting for San Japan to announce who's going to be like the musical artist this year. Because I'm hoping it's someone good.
I'm hoping it's somebody familiar.
Even if they're not familiar, I have actually, because I didn't know who All Off was, nor BPM Ichigo Q. I didn't know who they were. And now I'm like big fans. So I'm like, oh, I love these guys now. Yes.
Nice. When do they usually
announce it?
Yeah.
It depends on whenever they like end up getting like a booking or something. Because okay. I mean, I know like hotels just went on sale like 3 weeks ago.
And they're already sold out.
And they're already sold out. If that tells you anything, that ought to tell you that. San Japan, that's in San Antonio, in case I haven't said it. San Antonio, Texas, in case someone thinks it's in California. No, it's San Antonio, Texas. It is a good con.
Okay.
Hotels already sold out. So they do have two overflow hotels.
Yeah.
So,
right.
You know, they're.
I wanted to be where the action was.
Yes. If you want to be where the action is, then you might be SOL. But there is still two good hotels that, you know, I stayed at one of them last year. It's right across the street. No big deal.
And it's by the Riverwalk, which is, you know, a tourist thing in itself, honestly.
Always a good time.
I have only been to San Antonio once, and I stayed at a hotel kind of close to the Riverwalk, and we asked what to do, and they said the Riverwalk is beautiful and there's shops and food and blah blah, and we went and we had a great time.
Oh yeah.
It was 47 degrees, but we didn't care because we were from Ohio at the time. But I can't wait to go back.
Oh yeah.
When it's gonna be hot.
Oh, definitely.
August is gonna be hot. But it's still going to be a different experience because everything's going to be open and it's, you know.
Oh, yeah. And you'll definitely see a lot of tourism going on. And the Alamo's right there. Did you get to go see the Alamo?
We did.
Yeah.
We did. Smaller than I thought.
Yeah. And it's right in the middle of the city.
And there's just like a bar across the street. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
But you know, it's cool. It's worth seeing at least once.
Yeah, definitely. We'll have to definitely save more of this San Antonio conversation.
For San Antonio.
For San Antonio. So look forward to that. That'll be awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, all the other episodes, previous episodes, you know where to find them. They're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. I tried to get on Pandora, but for some reason, they just never accepted me. I'm still trying. But I want to thank you for coming over and talking about this crazy Hatsune Miku debacle.
Oh, yeah. Anytime. Yeah. You know, I'm a big Miku fan, so I'm happy to talk about it, happy to share my opinions about it and my experiences. So, yeah, always a pleasure.
Yeah. And for those of you who are just as disappointed or the opposite and you're a big fan and you'd like to, you know, put your two cents in, by all means, find me on Instagram, YujoCast. Find me on Facebook, YujoCast. Same exact spelling, everything. And you know what? Go find you a good concert to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Summertime's coming up. There's a lot of them out there.
Yep.
K-pop's huge now.
Oh, yeah.
Go find somebody you like, somebody you enjoy. And I'll see you on the next one. Bye.